crocodile. He gave his life for tourism.
All right, now here's where the saxophone player really bites it live on TV.
Why, Tut, 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 my boy. You mean King Tut on Common's tomb.
Ah, that's the man. Do you know anything about him?
Do I know anything about him? Well, just you listen to me. 3,000 years ago, in history we know,
King Tut on Common ruled a mighty land.
He ruled for many years, mid lots of song and tears.
He made a record that will always stand.
Why, they opened up his tomb the other day and jumped with glee.
They learned a lot of ancient history.
In old King Tut, 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 on Common Day, beneath the tropic sky,
King Tut, Tut, Tut was very wise.
Now old King Tut, Tut, Tut was always gay. Cleopatra, she sat upon his knee.
Tut, that's where she sat.
The girls would dance for him, and every move a treat. They'd move and move and move, but never move their feet.
1,000 girls would dance each day with lots of hip, 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 hooray.
You know, King Tut, 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 King Tutty's day. His tomb, instead of tears, was full of souvenirs.
He must have traveled greatly in his time.
The gold and silverware that they found hidden there
was from hotels of every land and slime.
While going through his royal robe, they found up in his sleeve
the first love letter Adam wrote to Eve.
You know, King Tut, 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 on Common Day, the dancers then in style
would even make the old sink smile.
You know, King Tut, 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 on Common Day, on the desert sands, old King Tutty's band
played while maidens swayed.
They danced for old King Tut, neat moonlit sky so warm. They wore such happy smiles and were in perfect form.
They danced for him both fat and thin. He didn't care a darn what shape they were in.
You know, King Tut, 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 King Tutty's day. You know, King Tut, 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 on Common Day. There was no Mr. Hines
with 57 different kinds.
You know, King Tut, 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 on Common Day. Peaches of that land, they were never canned.
Pears loved anywhere.
Why, Sam from Alabama would not run 1, 2, 3. Oh, what a mark he'd be for old Mark Antony.
Why, Valentino, as a sheep, he wouldn't last a half a week.
You know, King Tut, 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 King Tutty's day.
King Tut's tomb. Show by playing spy versus spy. There's a rock and roll band in King Tut's tomb. As I found my way through the dark and the gloom, drinking spiders, sporting, loading, eating cotton. from staying out of the sun. There's a rock and roll. Times more.
True American original, Leon Russell, Queen of the World. You know that guy wrote over 430 songs? Leon Russell? Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. And he actually was with did a lot of studio work, and I believe he was probably like on all the Ventures stuff, because the Ventures always had studio musicians. Probably was all the Beach Boys stuff. I mean, Leon Russell was everywhere, you know? But, good songwriter. Carney was, I remember when that album, I was a little baby, and I remember I just crawled over to the record player. My brother goes, hey, listen to this record. And I like the cover, because he's all done up like in whiteface, like a clown. And it's called Carney. And I remember that. So it's interesting, some of the things that leave impressions on you. Like, I was probably maybe about 6 years old. and I hear a song, Tight Wire or Tightrope. I was like, man, that's really a fun song. That's, so, yeah, and then now we're going to listen to Return of the Son of the Monster Magnet on Frank Zappa's fourth side of the record on Freak Out. That's how I got to be how I am today. Yeah, go figure. A nice twisted, people need that. But always remember this, okay? Always listen to new music. It's always nice to hear some of this old stuff. It's always nice to go back, but you got to keep your brain fresh. Always listen to new music, you know? Now, I don't mean new music that's being made now. There has been so much music made. You know, stuff from like, you know, since the first recordings of the late 1800s up until today. You can't even count how many songs have been written, recorded, performed. Always let's keep your brain young. Don't let the old guy in. That's how I stay fresh at 93 years old. That is correct. And oh, this is interesting. All right. Everybody's talking about the tomorrow. I think last night was the seven planets lining up. Tonight is the black moon. I don't even remember all this. This sounds like end times, you know, because all this stuff is just, I never heard this before. Oh, yeah. The supernova eclipse is happening Thursday. Hasn't happened in 7,000 years. It's going to happen tomorrow. You know, all this stuff hidden. And but my date is August the 24th. That was my Independence Day, August the 24th. Crazy. This is 1999. That day, I started my own independence. Lost my job. You know, pretty much, lost a place to live. Pretty much looking at possibility of homelessness. You know, this was 25 years ago. And how you do this, how you end up not falling into that trap. I mean, when you lose everything, no place to live, no relationship, you know, no job, no, and a really bad skill set. Dropped out of college, just a really bad skill set, you know. And I figured, you know, this is the point. When you got nothing, you got nothing to lose. So I started thinking, I had nobody telling me what I could and couldn't do. So I started thinking, hey, I can do this. Hey, I can do this and this and this. And I started collecting everything and building a portfolio of stuff. You know, hey, I can do DJ work. I can do some screen printing. I can start my own business. I can do this. I can do, and before you know it, yes, old Jed's a millionaire. That's a sex story. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Feels like the king of the world, you know? That's crazy because you just have to find it. You have to get, first off, you have to not feel sorry for yourself. And you got to get mad at yourself for even like falling into a situation like that. And once you get angry, not self-loathing, you know, not self-loathing, angry, you know, and hangry, you start wanting to work. And you take all of that, negative stuff. You know, anybody that might have wronged you or anybody that might have like made your life difficult, you take that as, you know, you take that as fuel. You take that as fuel and you propel yourself. You see how far you can go. You see how far you can go and you don't look back. Or if you look back, you kind of look back and go, yeah, that's right. You're sitting on the plateau looking down and going, yeah, that's a bunch of all right. So yeah, and you know, it takes, of course it takes luck. Of course it takes a certain skill set and it just, and sometimes it just takes desperation. Mother is the necessity of convention. I heard that mother is a convention. Yeah, I heard mother is the invention convention. That's true. No, truer words. So yeah, it's fascinating. You know, up until that point, I was driving like really safe car, really unsafe cars, like $200, $300, $400 cars. You know, up until that point. And it just was just like, I really wasn't going anywhere. And it really took like a severe push off the cliff, like getting thrown out of a bird's nest. I'm going, well, you got to fly. You know, and I'm sure a lot of people don't make it. For every success story you hear, for everybody like everybody here, like, you know, like you hear like about Drew Carey, like, oh, Drew Carey slept in his car and he really struggled, but now he's on top. For every Drew Carey, there's 50,000 dudes that did exactly that same thing with about that same amount of talent and just were miserable failures. So, but remember, friends, if at first you don't succeed, do something else. Ah, now here's the thing. In the court of the Crimson King, I have the 45 version, which is only about 2 minutes long. The interesting thing is, like, oh, you think of the court of the Crimson King? Wow, whatever. You know what a Crimson King is? Do you know what a Crimson King is? A Crimson King is a murderer, like Vlad the Impaler or Vlad the Impala, if you're driving. A Crimson King is a murderous king, you know? Yeah. Now, close to orange, but crimson.
Shattered by the sun, I walk around, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The Black Queen chants the funeral march. The cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson.
We'll be right back. Keeper of the nodding comb. Bam, 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 bam.
Bam, bam.
hammers are a talking.
The hammers are a talking.
All the nails are singing.
The nails are singing.
So sweet and
so deep and low.
You can hear it in the valley. Well, if the lame and the blind, they climb my hill out of its belly. Lay with me, black boots shine.
I just made a simple gesture.
They
jumped up and nailed it to my shadow.
Spread
eagles like a hookah.
And all my shadows
made a timber.
And the storm is a rolling.
The storm is a rolling.
And the storm, it's a rolling.
Rolling on down on me.
Yeah, I'm still rolling after everybody's gone. I'm still here rolling, everybody's gone. Yeah, I'm still here rolling, and I'm left on my own. The blackbirds have all gone, everyone's rolled on. I am the Black Crow King, keeper of the trodden corn. I am the king.
Won't say it again.
And the rain, it raineth daily, Lord, and wash away my clothes. Surrender up my arms to a company of crows. I am the Black Crow King. Honey, I won't say it again. All the thorns are a crown.
The thorns are a crown.
King Ruby on each spine. And all the spears are a sailing. Gone. I'm still here rolling after everybody's gone. The blackbird's flown, everybody's gone. And I'm on my own, I am the Black Crow King.
There's a king right. King Ra! a king.
The president.
Go, Barry, go, Barry, go, Barry, go.
I'm gonna run a right-wing government.
Go, Barry, go, Barry, go, Barry, go.
I make no apology for my ideology. I give the liberals such a fright, and that's why they call me the king of the radical right. I'm gonna put Governor Wallace on the Supreme Court.
Go, Barry, go, Barry, go, Barry, go.
He don't know much law, but I would like his support.
Go, Barry, go, Barry, go, Barry, go.
My cabinet will be full of paranoid generals itching for an old-fashioned fight, and that's why they call me the king of the radical right. The super patriots, I got them in the bed by wrapping myself in an American flag. The American West.
Go, Barry, go, Barry, go, Barry, go.
The folks were kind of simple, but they knew what was best.
Go, Barry, go, Barry, go, Barry, go.
They believed in law and order, no chlorinated water. Government was always out of sight. And how I love the Lone Ranger. I'm the king of the radical right.
Come with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
And that's why they call me the king of the radical right.
Who is that masked man?
And that's why they call me the king of the radical right.
Yes, ever since. Ever since, like, FDR, the Roosevelt guy, got in there and built up a middle class, there has been this wanting to destroy all of the middle class, all of the free thinking folks. That was the king of the radical right. And that is from like 1966 or something, talking about Barry Goldwater. So and so from there, you know, Barry Goldwater, George Wallace, we've always had, you know, king rats like that, always around in our midst. And then it just took a while for the turds to rise to the surface. It's just the way human beings are. You know, people get complacent. They get a little, you know, they take their eye off the ball. And, you know, because it all started with, like, you know, all of that stuff. The Reagans, the Bushes, and then it just... And Karl Rove had an interesting thing. He said, in the future, there will not be a right and a left party. There will be a hard right party and a centrist party. There will no... And when you think about it, if you even look at people like, Bernie Sanders or AOC, they're not radical leftists. They're pretty much populist centrists. But they keep pushing the narrative to the right. And honestly, when you got the football, you're the only one that can score. So I'm talking about like basically the whole media, aside from this show, which will probably get crushed one of these days. I don't know. I like it being that there's like 9 or 10 of us just all hanging out, just oddly looking at the spectacle of this crumbling empire. Yeah, they had to feel this way, like when, hey, look, they just elected Nero. Are you sure this is a good idea? Are you sure putting Nero in charge is a good idea? Really? Okay. I don't think it's a good idea. But we'll see what happens. You know. And then before that, we heard King Rat by the Guanabats and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Oh, man. From his album, First Black Coat Crow King, from Firstborn is Dead. There is one dude that never should have quit heroin. Man, when he quit shooting heroin, man, his songwriting skills went just bleh. I mean, just like, oh boy. Of course, his kid falling, two of his kids falling off cliffs. That might have made him a little dour too. But I'm just saying, man. We heard Slang King by The Fall going out to Ye Olde Surf Dude. Now, I don't know. I have a funny feeling a few of you folks might have missed me in the past 2 weeks I haven't been on. It's strange what I... There's people that do a lot of different stuff in life, okay? There's some... Most of the DJs that come in here, this is their gig. They got nothing else going on. This is their gig. This is like a small little something of the things I like to do. And it's interesting. Because it's the old, jack of all trades, master of none. And I like that. I dig that a lot. Before that, we heard Casey Jones and the Governors doing Hall of the Mountain King. And that is, of course, what was that? Who did that? It was like Sibelius or something. It was a classical composer. Speaking of classical composers, and speaking of heroin, James Brown, King Heroin, RCT Zombo in Ninth
Ladies
Brain.
And gentlemen, fellow Americans, lady Americans, this is James Brown. I want to talk to you about one of our most deadly killers in the country today. I had a dream the other night, and I was sitting in my living room. I dozed off to sleep, so I started dreaming. I dreamed I walked in a place, and I saw a real strange, weird object standing up talking to the people. And I found out it was heroin, that deadly drug that go in your vein. He said, I came to this country without a passport. Ever since then, I've been hunted and sought. My little white grains are nothing but waste. Soft and deadly and bitter to taste. But I'm a world of power, and all know it's true. Use me once and you'll know it too. I can make a mere schoolboy forget his books. I can make a world-famous beauty neglect her looks. I can make a good man forsake his wife, send a greedy man to prison for the rest of his life. I can make a man forsake his country and flag. Make a girl sell her body for a $5 bag. Some think my adventure's a joy and a thriller, but I'll put a gun in your hand and make you a killer. In cellophane bags, I found my way to heads of state, to children at play. I finance in China, ran in Japan. I'm respected in Turkey, and I'm legal in Siam. I take my addicts and make them steal, borrow, beg. Then they search for a vein in the arm or the leg. So be you Italian, Jewish, black or mix, I can make the most virile of men forget their sex. So now my man, you must, do your best to keep up your habit until your arrest. Now the police have taken you from under my wing. Do you think they dare defy me, I who am king? Now, you must lie in that county jail, where I can't get to you by visit or mail. So squirm with discomfort, wiggle and cough. 6 days of madness, and you might throw me off. Curse me in name, defy me in speech, but you'd pick me up right now if I were in your reach. All through your center, you become resolved to your fate. Fear not. Young man and woman, I'll be waiting at the gate. And don't be afraid, don't run, I'll not chase. Sure, my name is heroin, and you'll be back for a taste. Behold, you're hooked. Your foot is in the stirrup. And make haste, mount the steed, and ride him well. For the white horse of heroin will ride you to hell. Hell will ride you to hell until you are dead. Dead, brother. Dead. This is a revolution of the mind. Get your mind together and get away from drugs. That's the man.
to tell all you people just one thing. You know there's plenty of men around, but just one king. You can go through life acting mean and sassy, but you better play it cool when you come around blassy. And that goes for all you women, living or dead. You best watch your step when you're messing with Fred. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. My name is Lassie, King of Men. I don't beg for mercy, and I don't give none. If you're looking for trouble, I'll loan you some. So just step right up if you're itching for a fight. Next thing you know, pow, out go the lights. If you're lucky, you'll walk away like some kind of man. Otherwise, they'll tote you off in a garbage can. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. My name is Blassie, King of Men. I went all around the world, and my heart was stirred when I found out that Blassie is a household word. In the slums of Japan, I saw a little pipsqueak called the neighborhood bully a pencil neck geek. Every time I pull into one of these new hick towns, there's always some loudmouth geek hanging around. Some guy lipping off about how he's the best. Says he'll take care of Blassie, just like all the rest. Yeah? Well, I'm warning all you geeks, and I ain't funning. When you see Blassie coming, you better start running. And don't stop for nothing, and don't turn around. Cause when I catch up, I'm gonna mow you down. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. My name is Blassie, King of Men. Yeah, you better step lively, geek, cause before I'm through, I'm gonna be mopping up the floor with you. And when you're down there on your knees just a-begging me to stop, I'll squeeze your head like a pimple until it pops. I'll have your brains for breakfast, your guts for lunch. That pencil neck will make a nice snack for me to munch. You should have listened, geek, cause this is the end. My name is Blassie.
Last night I had a dream. Seems I was living in the jungle for some reason unknown even to myself. I had heard weird stories from the natives about a monstrous creature that wasn't a beast, but a man. A white man larger than two ordinary apes. He tore men apart with his bare hands to terrorize the hearts of his smaller black brothers. It was noised that he had once been seen to grab an elephant by the trunk and twist its head off. I never believed this Bongo or whatever his name was ever existed. I supposed it was just a superstition or something the natives used to scare their unruly children. All the same, one day I was strolling leisurely through the jungle, listening to the birds and the noisy chattering monkeys, thinking it was good to be alive. Suddenly, all became quiet. The monkeys grabbed each other in a terrified hug. It seemed they was looking at me, but I could see they wasn't. I couldn't understand. I looked around to see what was the matter, and there, looming above me, was Bongo, King of the Jungle. Terrified, I turned and ran harder and faster than I'd ever run before, figuring it to be my last race with life. Finally, when I had run so far and fast I thought I couldn't run another step, I bumped into a tree, exhausted, Bongo towering above me. I cringed lower and lower, and then I flopped to the ground. What was this? My fingers wound around something, a club. Just as Bongo grabbed for my throat, I rolled out from under him, club in hand. I raised it above my head. All this in one split second. Before Bongo had time to rise from his crouching position, bang! I cracked him over the head with such force it jarred my teeth loose. Crash! Bongo fell to the ground. I hit him again and again. I beat him into a bloody pulp. Then I myself fell exhausted to the ground. Finally, when I arose out of my exhausted state and looked down on this strange creature exterminated by my own hand, my chest swelled in exultation. I thought of Tarzan. I placed my foot upon the enormous pummeled body and beat upon my chest with my fists. From my lips pulsated the victory cry of the apes. Thus ended the dynamic, terrific reign of Bongo, great monarch of the jungle.
Every time a kiss I get as wild as a tiger.
Wild as a mouse.
Got the big gorilla arms for squeezing it tighter. I love her so. Listen to the jungle, my heart's beating. Louder than the biggest of elephants that beating.
Come up his house, hold with the slightest little breeze.
takes a breath. He's the king of the jungle, he's the man who dared to laugh at death.
Of the jungle, strong as he can be. Watch out for that tree. George, George, George of the jungle lives a life that's free. Watch out for that tree. When he gets in the scrape, he makes his escape with the help of his friend, an ape named Dave. Then away he'll schlep on his elephant ship, one fella and Ursula stay in step. With George, George, George of the jungle, friend to you and me. Watch out for that tree. Watch out for that tree. George, George, George of the jungle, friend to you and me.
Yeah, I love that show. George of the Jungle. I had to, because I was on a bit of a Tarzan kick there. Great, great, great Hattuso there. We heard King of the Jungle. I don't know who did that, but before that, we heard King of the Jungle by the Wild Men. Before that, we heard Bongo, King of the Jungle by Dick Kent. Before that, we heard Blassie, King of Men. That was a dilly. And before Blassie, King of Men, we heard King Heroin by... James Brown. Man, I thought this whole king thing, the whole king of jungle thing, oh, you want to be king of the jungle. That whole Tarzan story is just so, it's like Tarzan of the apes, right? He was raised by apes in the jungle and ends up being like the king of the jungle, right? Or something. There's a lot to that story that they probably haven't told. Like, you know, I mean, he was raised by apes, you know, so Tarzan gets in trouble. What does he do? He throws poop at you. You know, I mean, that's what they do. I mean, obviously he learned from his parents. And just that just makes sense. It just makes sense. Yeah. That whole Tarzan thing is just so weird. You know, those old Tarzan movies are so difficult to watch now. They're just painful. And there's a lot of those. There's a lot of those. And I just think it just helps sow the seeds of just white supremacy thing, man. You watch these Tarzan movies. Yeah. You know, especially when they were made, you know, it was so racist. And yeah, and there are some things that are wrong, you know, you just can't whitewash this stuff. We wonder how we got to be the cruel creatures we are now. This has been our history, man. You look at these Tarzan movies, you look at the Cowboys and Indians movies, you go back farther, it's fascinating when you think about it. But like I'm saying, it is a human thing, not an American thing. All humans are pretty rotten to the intrinsically. And there's a small sliver of human beings that actually do the right things in life. You know, usually they're exterminated. But whatevs, you just make the best of what you can with what you got around you. You're trying to hide from all the nasty stuff, right? You got to insulate yourself. You know, that's the thing that so many people are feeling helpless. I don't know what to do. Well, there's nothing to do. This is how sad things are. This is not that long ago. I interviewed James Kirk or whatever, William Shatner, who plays James Kirk. He's some minor dude. You might have heard of him. And I interviewed him, and he starts talking about climate change. I was like, oh, good on you. Good on you. And he starts saying, we need to do something. And he starts saying this over again. We need to do something. I'm going to make a song. And it's going to be called, We Need to Do Something. Well, you don't know what to do. You're not given any instruction manual on how to fix things. Humans know how to break things, and it takes us a long time to put stuff together. That's the sad part. It takes decades and decades to build something, and basically like a handful of days just to knock it down, and then you got to start over. Yeah, But he just kept saying, you got to do something. Well, you know, that whole idea of just like awareness and all this other stuff, that'll drive you crazy. It really will. When you're surrounded by so much genocide, you're surrounded by so much injustice, you're surrounded by so much sadness, you're surrounded, and you got to insulate yourself. You know, you can't be ignorant to the stuff, but you can't let it seep into your soul and destroy you. There are some people I know that all they think about all day long, all they think about is just the horrible situation that the world's in. The world's always been in horrible situations. Look at World War II. Look at World War I. Look at World War Zero. Look at those negative world wars. Those were crazy. Negative 7 world war, man. That was nuts. Back in like 1103. When did they start numbering these world wars too? You know, they go, oh, it's going to be World War III. We've had World War III. World War III's been going on a while. Don't kid yourself. You know, don't kid yourself. We're like at World War IX now. You know, they just got better marketing back then. They had better marketing. And it's like seeing a movie sequel. After two, you got to rebrand it. You know, you got to make, okay, well, it's not Superman 7 anymore. It's Smallville. No, it's not Superman 9 anymore. It's Lois and Clark. Yeah, that's what it is. You write the same damn story over and over again. After you get to like two, you kind of rebrand. So there you go. Hey, I got to tell you some other stuff. Can I tell you something positive? Okay. 70% of people over here got long-term... Boy, that's depressing. Why is the world so sad and depressing? Why is that? Isn't that crazy? It's so... And you got to find your shine, man. You got to find what works for you. And you got to keep the baby faith. You got to do that. You know, and tells you here to get a diploma. And I don't understand how anybody in their right mind goes to college now. I can't say how anybody in their right mind, you know, does this. You know, this isn't the treadmill of like the past, where, you know, you work hard, you get an education, and then you're able to have a decent life. That's up there with being a rock star, and that's. I don't see that as a viable future. That's why I think it's kind of smart. A lot of the kids are like, well, I'm not going to college. Forget that. I want to enjoy life. I want to go, you know, backpack Europe. I'm going to do crazy stuff. Because all of the good stuff has been taken. All the good jobs. You can't buy a house now. You know, you hear this story every day. But here's what you can do. You can be a big brother and big sister. Yeah, you can warn these kids. Yeah, you can toughen them up. Give them a pack. Give them a one-way ticket to Antarctica. There you go. Be a big brother, big sister. Yeah, that's right. Be a big Eskimo. And have them stay in the igloo. That is correct. You can show them the North Star right there. Yeah, you can feed them on krill and whale blubber. That's the way. And raise these hardy children in Antarctica. Not having them left off at the bus stop that's 20 feet in front of their house with their parents walking them to the door 20 feet later. And we're talking like 12, 13-year-old kids. We need the big brothers, big sisters to harden these kids up. That's right. Take them to Antarctica and teach them how to live in the wild. That is correct. Make sure they don't get that. They wear sunglasses, though, because they get that snow blindness. And right now, it's not too bad in Antarctica. I think it's about like 65 degrees there now. So there you go. Be a big brother, big sister, and learn more about this mentoring program in Antarctica. Big brothers, big sisters, big magic, and Aurora Borealis. You get that on top of that, and you build your vocabulary with Aurora Borealis. And when you talk to your big Eskimo kid or your little Eskimo kid or your little Eskimo thing, you can build vocabulary. Ulu. Now, that's a great word. Ulu. U-L-U. It's one of my favorite words with friends words. Ulu. It is a Eskimo knife. It's that rounded knife, the ulu. That is correct. And when you talk to your child, you can build vocabulary like ulu. Do you know they have like 500 words for snow? They have 500 words for snow. You can teach them all those words. So you can learn before the school starts. There you go. In a big igloo school. Public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council. There you go. Yes, you can igloo school your child. That's correct. Right in the comfort of your own igloo. I don't even know how people even live in an igloo. That is insane. Why do those people even go there?